look down, don't motherfuckers.
Been a long time coming.
Long time.
And now we're running back to the lab, back to the booth to get a show in.
Get one show in, one farewell, don't look down show.
Well, happening, it'll be something.
Something new.
New. It might be Don't Look Down, the newish.
The what?
The newish.
The you know, newish.
Like the ish.
New shit.
The ish on it.
Yeah, I guess. More white, though.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look down, man. It's just, we're here.
Finally. Yep. Had a lot of shit go down.
What was that?
Can't it's my mic.
It. Can't touch
trying,
it.
Just trying to tighten it. All right, we're good.
Yep. It's been a long time, man. I bet you had a lot of shit to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Me too, man. I've been bubbling. There's been a lot of shit going on out here, so.
A lot of things in the workplace.
So all the fans have been waiting on the show. Everybody's been waiting. Here it is. About to lock and load with no guest this time. We were such a last minute kind of thing that we weren't able to get a guest. So should just be me and Kobe.
And it's our 10th episode, by the way. Yeah. So we're proud to still be here.
10 episodes.
Our last one was posted March 25th. Wow. And it is almost June.
Wow.
We've had a tornado come through.
Tornado coming through here.
Fuck up Joplin.
World's gonna end.
That rapture shit. I didn't know anything about it until somebody called me 5 minutes before. What?
You pay your $5?
To who?
To go see the apocalypse.
No. Zombies is what it's all about.
I don't know, man. That was crazy.
I didn't know anything about it.
6 o'clock, man.
Now it's what, August 21st?
I don't know, but no man can ever predict when the world's gonna end. If you believe in God, and you know, you should know who your God is and the right God you should be believing in. But if you believe in God, you should know that no man will ever be able to predict when the world will end. So no man will ever be able to say, hey, the 22nd of August, the rapture's coming. No, that will never happen. The rapture will come when nobody's least, everybody least expected.
August 21st. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Woo-woo-woo-woo.
So I took an online test to see what my religion was.
Uh-huh.
It told me I was 100% some sort of Buddhist and 87% Universalist Unitarian.
What's a Universalist? You just believe in the universe?
Just believe like in the universe.
Zeus, like Zeus?
Just believe when you're, yeah.
So you believe in those other gods?
No, you don't believe in any gods. You just believe in...
A universal that believe... Universalist...
But a Unitarian is self-belief.
Self-belief. So that means you believe you're the god?
You believe in yourself. I mean...
So that means you're the god.
Of yourself.
Yeah. So what happens when you're done?
You're done.
You're going to be done by yourself?
You're just done. You don't believe in afterlife. That's what it said.
That's crazy. I've never heard of anybody saying they were a universalist.
I didn't say I was.
No, I was just saying.
I'm saying the thing said I was. Yeah. And it didn't have Christianity anywhere on there. No.
I'm not a Christian.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You Jew.
Non-domination.
Non-domination. Atheist.
That's what I am. Non-domination. There's no tag or no label on my belief.
There's no church either.
I go to church to fellowship.
Fellowship? What denomination is that?
I mean, you know, you can fellowship with any religion.
Fellowship is just a fellowship.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Just get together in a group and fellowship.
No, fellowship and is getting together and talking about God. That's
cool.
What it is.
Cool.
Not just gathering up and at a barbecue.
Right on, man.
You can't fellowship at a barbecue.
Why not?
Because you can't.
Where does it say that in the Bible?
I mean, you're just not going to fellowship at a barbecue. How about that?
But what if you had one? Would that be wrong?
Yeah, but I'm sure they have, like, church barbecues and stuff like that.
What about the church, what do they call those? The fish fries?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They probably have stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you're a universalist, huh?
That's what it said. I'm not saying that.
Are you?
I don't know. I'm not done doing my research. Yeah. I got time. I got plenty of time.
Plenty of time, huh?
Yeah. So you disappointed we didn't have a guest?
Yeah, a little bit. I was looking forward to Brett.
We did a show with Brett, and he actually is okay with his name being on here. He wanted to be on to this one. Well, he wanted to be on the next one. He was doing a lot of research and taking notes for himself, so.
Cool. We'll get him on here, and we'd be happy to have him on here.
Yeah, he recorded the last show, but it was
shitty.
It was very quiet. It was like very stupid. It was like we were whispering. It was pretty stupid. We were way too gone.
He was the star of the show though on that one because
he was. He was taking it. Yeah, I think he was really enjoying it. He's talking about wanting to do stand up.
Oh yeah.
He's saying me and him should do open mic night.
I think he'd be a good stand up.
I doubt it. He's way too quiet. I don't think he could really go up there and motivate the crowd to get into him first.
You'd have to sit in the front row.
I would have to.
Yeah, and be like,
Come on, pick on me, man.
I don't see him picking on people. I just see him telling stories. He's a dry comedian. So if he tells a story, they're gonna laugh because they want to hear him talk and shit.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Brett's cool.
Chet.
Brett. I'm calling him Brett from now on.
Brett.
Whenever I'm on the mic, I'm not calling him Brett.
So I made the mistake at work of telling Melissa that Jesus was a mushroom, and she's been calling me Mushroom Boy.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I was just fucking with them. They love fucking with people up there. It's easy. You know how long these stories will just go around like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
crazy.
It's hilarious, man.
Wow.
Yeah. The mall is crazy. Hmm? Working at that mall is crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't like working in the malls.
The atmosphere and the crowd, the people in there is... that's just a story, man. I mean, I'm sure that has anywhere, but this mall is... what are you doing?
Twirling with my cord. I don't want to knock it over.
God.
What are you doing? You were talking.
Yeah, I'm talking about the mall.
Yeah.
How shitty it is.
Uh-huh.
You're at the mall.
Yeah, I don't like work. I just said I don't like working at the mall.
Oh.
I don't like the people knowing I work at the mall either.
Yeah. What's up with the key being, or the cabinet being open and the key was on top?
I don't know. I have no clue, buddy.
God, it's just like something crazy every day.
On to the next one, though. What are you looking for?
My phone. I thought I left it in the other room. Did you see this?
What's that?
They went 4G.
Oh, yeah. I seen AT&T went 4G.
Where'd you see that at?
I seen they got a new 4G phone.
Yeah, it's badass, dude. My phone says 4G on it.
Yeah, saw it.
Sure shit.
About time.
Sure shit.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It says HSPA plus.
That's what T-Mobile is.
Yeah, but that's not 4G.
What?
That's not 4G.
What do you mean that's not 4G? And that's what your phone says?
4G?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's what my phone says, 4G.
You just said yours said HSPA.
No, it says 4G, but that's what it is.
Show me.
That's what the same thing your phone is.
I know. Yeah. Plus. Yours isn't plus.
Plus? I don't need to. What is the plus for?
I don't know. They just got all these names for everything now, and it's just stupid.
They just merged companies, so of course you knew you were going to get 4G. They just merged.
So no.
Of course AT&T's going to have that now.
Whatever, dude.
iPhone still sucks.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it can do more shit than yours can.
The white one's nice. I like that one.
It's thicker.
Nick showed me the white one. As soon as he got on the first day it came out.
Nick got the white one?
Yeah.
I must not have seen him then. Must have been right around the time he got the snip.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you hate that?
Your phone's too close to the computer.
God. So tell us about this new location we'll be at and what the fans can expect.
Call that we're gonna call it like the.
Call it the cookie shop.
Oh no, we're not gonna call it the little cookie shop. We're gonna.
I didn't say little.
We're not gonna call it the cookie shop. We're gonna call it like something. Since this is what we're gonna call it, something we're just affiliated with, and it's on top of the mat. We're gonna call it the mat.
The mat.
Yeah. We're gonna call it the mat, and
we'll be on Ustream.
Yeah, we're gonna Ustream it out of there. I'm really excited. I'm going to meet with a guy right now, so if everybody knows that. What's
You're
going
right now.
I mean, not right now, but as soon as I leave here, I'm going straight there.
Cool.
I'm gonna set everything up, take a picture of it,
send it to me.
Yeah, I might send it to Kobe. No, I'm just
kidding. Fuck.
I'm gonna send it to Kobe, and yep, it's gonna go down.
I'm gonna get left out of this equation. I can see.
No, we'll still be Kobe and Marco until you sell the Blue Sea.
Sell my soul.
Yeah, and get whooped on your back to carry backpacks and
It's not gonna happen, partner.
It is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Why? You think it's going to?
Yeah, you're gonna get treated like shit.
In the Navy, come on, shut up.
They're gonna treat you like shit, buddy.
Okay,
like
they can kiss my ass. 9 weeks. They can
kiss my ass. 9 weeks treating you like shit.
Okay, that's their job. They're just trying to break you and see what how far they'll go to push you.
I don't need to be broken.
Huh?
I don't need to be broken.
I don't care. I can handle it.
Handle it.
I'm going to. That's what I'm doing.
Fuck you. I just said you're gonna sell the Blue Sea.
God, I'm gonna sell them. Internet. Huh? I'm probably gonna sell them 4G internet too.
I wonder if it works out there.
Get a hotspot.
A hotspot work out there.
Well, we don't do 4G plus anymore.
G series work out there.
One of your dudes came in and said something about you were wanting one of the. You were talking about the 4G's. Like, yeah, Marco said it worked at some dude that works here. I was like, that's me.
Yeah.
But he didn't buy.
Yep. I always use this example.
It's a perfect example. My Sinar is a no Sinar. Thank you for your interest. I have to put it on level 4 and it says 6.
I never change the levels.
I don't either. 71, be careful on data burst now.
I don't even do that anymore.
Okay, because 71 works every time now.
I don't do it anymore.
I think they're just allowing the 71s.
I don't know. I've just been straight up and down since they've been snipping.
They have been.
I don't mess around, so.
I don't either, but I was just saying I've been messing with the computer lately because I've been bored and I've been noticing what works every time. Like, don't matter what anything is. God, it's supposed to be our first job and they're like watching over us.
So what you got going on, man? I thought you said you had a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I do. I was gonna get there. Just wanted to talk about parents and how their kids are, basically what they dress up and who they are and how why their parents let them do that, and then why they question the fact that why is my kid so fucked up. I mean, working at the mall, there's these kids that come in at least once a week, backpacks they claim full of drugs. They're called scene kids. Have you ever heard of scene kids? I guess it's like a combo of emo and just weird.
I've seen these kids like, I don't know, like they run in stores and they like tear shit up. They got backpacks on though.
Do they have really weird hair? Like their hair's like the emo. Like they always have to flip it and it's colored and it's like flat iron to the dudes, and they're wearing real tight pants and real up like a shit ton of like bracelets and stuff. And dude, this kid comes
what
up there.
Are these kids?
Huh?
We're
white.
These kids.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm just saying.
I was just wondering. I was hoping that it was some black kids with perm down hair.
I think there's like a black girl that rolls with them.
Yeah.
But
he probably got some perm down hair too.
Huh?
He's got some perm down hair too.
It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
But it's just weird. Like they'll come up to me and be like, "I don't even know that these kids." I'm like, "You got any bud?" I'm like, "What? Who the fuck are you?" Kids like, "We just went to a rave last night and all this shit." And I'm like, "Dude, how old are you?" He's like, 15. And he's like, come here. He's like stuttering. He's like all fucked up because he's on drugs. And he's like gets on his Facebook and shows me. He's like so many friends. And he's like pulling bitches left and right at the mall. Not women, but just people, period. Adding them left and right. And I'm like, who is this kid? He's walking over to the kiosk next to me asking them if they have any bud. If they know where to get any. Next day he comes back. He's got a backpack full of bud. I'm just
like.
Police. Huh?
Sounds like the police to me.
He's 15. Yeah. Rolling around with a posse of kids.
Looks like he's a police. You'd think he's 15.
Nah.
I just seen on YouTube the other day, a lady played, she was 36 years old, acted as a high school student, and busted a serious drug raid that was going on in school.
Jeez. But no, this kid,
this
kid said he spent the night at the mall because his mom kicked him out. But my point is, how are these parents not looking at their kids and going, what the fuck? I mean, most of the time when you think about these parents,
I can come up with a couple excuses, but there is no excuse. But being a parent, I can come up with a few excuses. You know, working double jobs, trying to provide for that family, being a single parent could be an issue there. Not having a dad in the home could be an issue. But those are all issues that obviously could be fixed. But I mean, that's probably what's going on.
Dude, there's no excuse for that fucking. No, you
and
your
never
kid
know.
Is
this guy,
your,
this
one
guy
of your,
be a
your main too. Priorities. Two jobs or not, your kid is your priority.
Still could be a chameleon
that kid
too,
straight.
Though.
What?
He could be a chameleon too. He could be doing all this when he's out of school and then going home and taking all that shit off. And then you know his parents are you know, I mean, you got shit by your parents, didn't you?
For what?
Did you get shit by your parents? I mean, did you get away with shit by your parents? Did you dress the same way, every time you were with your parents? When you went out with your friends, did you dress a different way, or did you, you know?
Dude, I still wear, like, the same shit. Polos and jeans, t-shirts and jeans. I mean, I dress the same. There was no, like, special dressing up.
Yeah, it's probably harder on the parents now, though. They don't know what the fad is. I mean, it's...
But no, I mean, I just remember a few years, or when I was in high school, my junior year, I was in this class where we would go, it was called the RISC program, where we would go to elementary schools and tutor, like, while the kids are in class. And it was, like, a fifth grade class. Kids all in there talking about weed, tattoos and shit, and they're in the fifth grade, dude. I didn't know what the fuck weed was until I was at least in high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's just me, but what are you looking for? Oh.
Your invention. The invention of the year.
It's probably already been patented, so don't spill it. Somebody's probably already made it.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's already made it, but
it's a good invention.
Damn, did I waste it? It's not much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a way to smoke your herbal essence around your family, home, room, anywhere, and don't want that odor, get a toilet paper roll or a paper towel roll. And a few dryer
sheets.
Wad it up.
Beautiful.
Shove it in one end.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Light up and blow in.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And guess what?
I just did it.
Your smoke smells like...
And it smells like...
Heaven.
Heaven.
That should be it. If nobody's really patenting one of those, I could make it.
We could fucking sell these. And these could be our sponsors.
But we're probably just spilt the beans and told everybody somebody's going to make it.
No, they don't. They don't know what the fuck they're going to... How? They can't do it. If I catch somebody making this shit, if it's not already made, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. How's that?
God. What would we name it?
We name it the Smeller.
But anyway, when you were a kid, let's see, when you were 12 and 15, what year was that?
I can speak for being one of those kids, because like me, I grew up in an inner city. And I witnessed a lot of stuff that was cool to me that probably shouldn't have been cool, you know. And my parents were not strict parents, but they were cool parents where they know I was doing shit. So they let me get away with certain stuff, and then I still tried to do other stuff that they probably didn't know I was getting away with. Like, I was in a gang and shit, you know.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, so... I mean, my parents don't know that, you know. I mean, my dad figured out that because I was always wearing red, and he was stupid, you know.
I always wondered why, or I guess I only did, like, I feel like I only did a few things bad. I got in a lot of trouble at school. I mean, I hated school. Didn't want to be there, didn't like talking to anybody, didn't feel like learning their bullshit, because quite frankly, that shit was bullshit. You don't need that stuff. But I think probably the worst thing I ever did when I was a kid was... Jesus.
I almost forgot.
God. I was with some friends, and we walked down the street and destroyed this lady's bird feeder and then hid in the neighbor's garage. That's probably about the worst thing I did. Or when I shot the lady with the BB gun.
I'm not going to admit to anything I've done on the air, but...
Well, all my shit I already gotten charged with, or... No.
Oh, man. That one just almost... Put a hole in my chest, but
so we haven't really gotten to discuss Osama or any of that. I wanted to get into that a little bit.
Who cares, man? I'm not a big fan on that, but you can talk about it.
No, it's good.
I'll make a conversation out of it.
Can I have my lighter back?
This is mine's.
I handed you mine, bro, because mine's not in my pocket.
How about right there?
God, you fucking calm down. Asshole. What color is that?
Black.
Oh, it's not even my color.
Dumbass.
It looked blue over here, okay?
Colorblind, too.
A little bit.
But,
Ustream's gonna be exciting.
Yeah. My whole take on the Obama thing is that, they killed Obama. Osama. It was a joke, man. They keep saying it. Why come I can't say it? The news can say it. Why come I can't say it?
Because the news is getting paid?
To say Obama. They killed Obama. The news is getting paid to say they killed Obama. Now, what I was saying, though, is Osama bin Laden has probably been dead. And I've never heard the man say anything in English. So I don't know if he was a terrorist or not.
I've never even heard of the man's voice.
Exactly. So
we got to hear all this interpreter shit.
I seen him with an AK on his back every time I've seen
every
him.
Every time I've seen him.
So
and he's ready to shoot.
Seems like he was ready to fight for his life. So, and whatever he was standing on, he was standing on it. So I don't
whatever take he was part standing on.
Yeah, whatever he stood for, he was standing on it.
I just find that hard to believe that he was that close to a Pakistani fucking military operation and built this mansion. I just loved how the timeline of things went. They like were telling a story, something new every day, and it was something that was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because
that video of him
Obama
sitting there
getting punked by Donald
birth
Trump.
Certificate. Oh.
You know, and then he just followed up with all this stuff and just cut in the middle of Donald Trump's show and all of that to, you know.
Oh, Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah, so, call me, you know, a conspiracy type of guy, but I don't know. I mean, and then, you know, America just plays games with your head. I mean, if you look on the day that...
Eisenhower made that speech.
No, you look on the day that they said the world was going to end. Did you notice the night before... all night they played nothing but 2012. Did you know that? Did you know that on TV? It was a free movie all night. It just played all night.
Why?
Why do you think they did that?
To scare them? I don't know.
Yeah, just to play with your brain.
Play with you? I don't know.
Just to get.
I don't have
just to
cable,
freak people
so I,
out.
I wasn't
man.
Watching it.
It's all about freaking the most people out they can. It's all it's about to get you to go astray. If they can get you to go astray. Freak you out and get you believing in something that you have no business believing in, then they got you.
They do a pretty good job.
They do an excellent
job. Pearl Harbor?
They do an excellent job. Pearl Harbor, that's crazy.
Vietnam?
Yeah.
Did you know we wanted to fight Cuba?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know we wanted to start a war with Cuba? It's crazy, isn't it?
Over what?
I'm still doing my research on it. But all I know is Eisenhower was basically warning us that we were going to be performing terrorist attacks with basically drone. We were going to have planes fly over somewhere, and we were going to have drones, missiles shoot them down, and all this crazy shit. Like, they already had it all planned out.
Are they going to get all the coke out of there first?
Probably.
I hope so.
Why?
Man, you know how much money that's... You know how much a key goes for now?
You know how much I don't have any interest in that?
You don't have a sense of humor, man.
Well, yeah, I know there's a lot of money in it.
What are you doing?
I was putting that down. So what's up with the playoffs in basketball? I haven't really been following.
My team is doing what I said they would do.
They beat the Bulls?
Up 3-1.
Vancouver's in the Stanley Cup.
Well, said they were going to do that too.
And who did I say they were going to be playing? Boston. And that's who they're playing.
They're playing Boston?
If Boston wins, which Boston just needs like one more game.
I didn't know they were Boston, man.
Dude, they got one more game.
One more game?
Yeah, they play tonight, I think.
I've been checking out that Wiz Khalifa series. I just happened to say that because I saw his picture. But
the day to day?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Big Sean's is tight too.
Yeah, the series is tied at 3. They're going to Game 7 tomorrow.
Like I never had it at
Wow, Doug Wade is announcing his retirement. That's crazy.
Hey, Lakers got a new coach. Mike Brown's the new coach for the Lakers.
Word, what's his name go?
Phil
Jackson.
Phil Jackson retired.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Wow. He's not going to come back and coach until, I mean, LeBron. I mean, until he'll probably come back and coach LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Matthew. To get their fourth title or something.
Wait, oh, yeah. So, did you feel like there was going to be a tornado hitting you yesterday?
I'm not going to tell you what I did, but no, I didn't feel like one was coming out. I felt like it was going to be a tornado somewhere, but I didn't think it was going to come my way. I was in a mall, so if it did come, I was like, you know, hoping it came right through the jewelry store and the sneaker store.
That's what I was telling myself. I was like, just crash right through the middle of the mall so I can get a couple free shirts. Yeah.
A couple diamonds, you know, a couple of J's. Be cool. Hey, you know, you guys don't need this. You're going to write everything off. Get a big insurance policy.
Fuck that. I'd be going to Sears.
New store and everything. You go to Sears, all TVs, huh?
Yeah, too bad there's not a Sears at Oak Park.
It is. It's a Sears in the pen. They got TVs out there. There's a store out there.
Radio Shack got like maybe two.
Yeah, 237 inches.
Yeah, pretty much.
They might got 140. 140 on display.
What?
They might got 140 on display.
140?
40-inch TV.
Maybe like a 42.
There's no other store out there that has TVs?
No, dude. There's Radio Shack, Best Buy across the street.
Grab one off the wall in one of those stores.
That kiosk next to mine. Yeah. I think it's like Foot Action. They got tons of TVs in there. Sitting here talking about jacking TVs from fucking stores only if a tornado comes through.
Do people not do that? I mean, when a tornado just comes through and wipe a city out.
I mean, look at Hurricane Katrina, man. People are going in stores like, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I mean, that store's going to get the insurance policy all on it.
Or the shit's going to just get damaged. At least
they're going to want some shit missing. They want some extra shit missing. You know, write some extra stuff on it.
Yeah, right. Most of them people are like, hey, stop. And then they drop the TV and it breaks and then they run. Nah. Just let them have it.
Let us have it. You guys don't need it.
Exactly.
We don't got TVs.
Yeah. There aren't any, really.
I want one of those new, real thin TVs.
My dad has one of those. It's like a piece of paper.
Yeah, I want one of those mounted on my wall.
Probably only need like one nail for it. Seriously. You don't even need a wall mount.
Pretty slick. I've been listening to some good music, man. You know how we always used to talk shit about how bad the music is?
Yeah, what you been listening to?
I've been listening to some Big Crit. I've been listening to some Big Sean.
Oh, here we go. Basement Talk.
Some new Snoop Dogg. I've been listening to some.
Did you hear Snoop Dogg was getting on Ice-T's girl?
Uh-uh. He better not, man. He talks all that Mary shit. He better not be doing that.
It was on Media Takeout. It was probably a rumor.
Hope so. Leave Snoop alone, bitches. There's been some good music, though, man, for real. And Wale, Meek Mill, I'm telling you. Gotta get on board, man.
I am on board. With a whole nother generation.
Another generation, huh? Stoned?
What?
Are you stoned?
A little bit. It's been a while, man.
Gotta stay fresh, man.
I'm fresh.
It's been a lot of shit going on, dude. Really has. There's tornadoes all down in Houston and shit.
That's what tells me is something crazy's gotta be coming, man. These natural disasters happening like crazy. I mean, with the hurricanes and tornadoes, I mean.
You could have said that when it started melting up in Antarctica.
Huh?
So you could have said that when it started melting up the North Pole.
When did it do that?
What do you mean? It's been doing that.
This is something different and something new every other day, it seems like.
Yeah.
That's the same shit. One little story up there, and that shit ain't gonna fuck with us for a while.
What, that?
Yeah.
That's major. If that's melting up there, then that's a big shift on our global warming, our whole global.
Well, how long is that gonna take? To really do damage.
It's already taken damage. That's why the weather is so bad now.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying, dude.
So you're saying how long before it just
starts fucking shit up?
It's just gonna keep fucking shit up. It's not gonna ever. What do you think? The sun's just gonna stop burning or something?
No, I don't know about the sun stop burning.
So what do you think is gonna happen? What kind of natural disaster?
I don't know. You were talking about that 2012 movie. I'm not sitting here saying I know what's like gonna happen.
Flood or something.
I'm just thinking, what the fuck? If the weather's
I don't think
gonna...
any of that shit. I just think that we're gonna have bad weather. It's gonna be really hot. It's gonna be really muggy. It's gonna be really tornado-y. It's gonna be blizzardy. It's gonna you're gonna get all of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna suck.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
Because the winters have been getting worse and worse.
They just get worse and worse. Gotta take care of yourself. You know, do the right things. Don't just go out.
Pillow talk now.
With a fucking you know, coat on and no hat.
Who does that, though?
What do you mean?
Pillow with no, or jacket with no hat.
A lot of people do that. I see people out here doing it all the time.
I always wear a hat. Always wear a hat. I'm really excited for football. Chiefs got a couple Monday night games and a Sunday night game.
It's not even going to happen.
Probably not.
Football's not even going to go down. Another season down the drain. They're going to play like 12 games.
Really? And then football's just going to be done?
No, football's going to come back, but it's just a season down the drain. Just because they want to fight over
money.
$900 million or nine, I don't know how much it is, $90 million, whatever.
That's stupid. Shut the fuck up. You're getting paid to play. Just do it.
It's not the players.
Coaches?
It's the owners.
The owners?
Yeah. It's the owners in the NFL organization that wants the money, and the players want a part of that money. They want a share of the money.
Because they're playing.
It's not just some hoo-hoo-ha that they're arguing over. Some, you know,
it's legit.
Yeah, it's legit.
Just seems like they're always fighting over more and more and more.
Players, man, are out there. Football is one of those sports that's a sensitive sport because they're out there playing. Football and hockey should be the highest paid playing sports because they're risking their lives out there.
Wow.
That's my cousin. What is that?
We'll be right back.
Weird.
All right, well, now that that's over with, baseball is a sensitive, or what were you saying?
Football is a sensitive sport, and hockey are sensitive sports because they risk their lives out there playing, you know, every day. The helmet is not enough. Hockey players are playing on sheets of ice, you know. I mean, that's, you got to be kidding me when you talk about contracts and stuff like that.
With razor sharp blades and skates.
That should be in a hockey puck that's going over at 120 miles an hour.
No, not that fast.
It's not?
No.
When they get hit?
The fastest it goes is about 105. Well, if they're 105. Going out, if they're getting a free lance, like straight up shot at it, and they're like a really...
How fast do a bullet?
Average is probably about 86.
How fast does a bullet go?
I don't know.
I was just thinking equivalency.
Dude, them hockey pucks hurt. I ref on Sundays before my games, the same league.
How about a...
And I took a wrist shot right in my fucking, like, right here. Oh, it hurt so bad. And it was probably not even 50 miles an hour.
How about a 6'2", 225 safety getting up to about 18 miles an hour on a tackle?
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah. With a helmet and pads.
Yeah.
With bars on it.
Shit sucks.
Yeah, so my point in that was they should be hired. The money issues.
Like these baseball players are getting paid ridiculous money.
Money shouldn't be an issue.
They're just running.
Baseball
catching.
Should be a sensitive. Baseball should be a sport where they should get paid when they're done. You know, as they the longer they're able to produce and play, is the more money they should be able to make. You know, they shouldn't get paid these billions of dollars out in the start when you're going to play baseball for 22 years.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Basketball, on the other hand, you should get your money by what you do on the court.
Points,
you know,
assists.
What I'm saying? So if you're putting out major numbers, then you should have the big ass contract. If you're putting out major assists and stuff like that, you should get the better. If you're the top player in your position, you get the big contract. Top five players get big contracts. Everybody else plays for damn near minimum wage because you need to get on that level to get the money. And then the game would be more competitive if they paid out in all those sports that way. I think they don't have that problem in tennis and golf or any of those ways because they pay them out.
Auto racing.
Mm-hmm. Racing, they don't, you know, you come in last, you don't get shit.
Exactly. Get what you get. Mm-hmm. It's fair.
It's cool though, man.
It is. I mean, in a roundabout way. Mm-hmm. I feel like hockey players deserve maybe a little bit more because they get fucked up.
They deserve a lot more.
They get fucked up.
Come on, man. I can skate on ice. I can skate out there on some ice and just getting that coordination out there. I got a lot of respect for hockey players. I wish there was something that they could do. I wish they would wear mouthpieces. I wish they would create a mouthpiece that, you know, where you don't have to lose teeth.
No. You can wear one. Everyone has the opportunity to wear one. Nobody wears one. There's a few people that do.
You need to wear a fucking full brace one and that shit.
They only lose their teeth because of fights or if they get hit and their teeth hit the boards. That where the boards meet the wall. I mean, there's a state. It's not like everyone just loses their teeth.
Everyone in hockey has missing teeth.
I got all mine.
Pro hockey players.
Just saying.
Every pro hockey player I know has missing teeth.
Not all of them.
Felt like this was a good show.
Yeah.
Had a few dead spots in there, but...
Just a few.
Stonerville.
USA. On iTunes. Yeah. Shit, I need to get the link on how to upload this to iTunes because I fucking deleted it.
Well,
I can get it. I can email iTunes.
Are we in wrap up mode?
Wrap up mode? Mm-hmm. Wrap up.
We ended up with a song or something, or are we just going to go out?
We'll just go out.
We're just going to go out.
All out.
All out.
All out with the fallout. iTunes.com.
Kobe, the man.
/ Don't Look Down.
Marco.
And Colby and Marco.
You know.
And Podomatic.com.
Podomatic.
Or Don't Look Down.
If they want us back on there since we haven't been on there in so long.
Don't Look Down. CM. Podomatic.com. Mm-hmm. And iTunes. Colby and Marco.
Mm-hmm. It's got the Don't Look Down Facebook.
Google Colby and Marco.
You'll find we didn't have a Twitter. Pages. Do we have a Twitter?
Yes, it's just go to mine. Colby _B.
Should have had us following the
Don't Hit Look up down. At me on there.
Don't Look Down Twitter.
We I got people tweeting me right now talking about they're listening to it.
They're not listening to it.
They're going to listen to it. That's it, bitches.
That's it, hoes.
Get out of here.